From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The government says consumer prices are up, rising 0.3% last month, the first increase in 4 months. But the underlying core rate of inflation remained modest. In another report out this morning, the Commerce Department says retail sales are up a bit, increasing 0.4% in July after 2 straight months of declines. But half of that gain came from stronger sales of cars and gasoline. In contrast to the anemic economic growth in the United States, the BBC's Ben Shore reports Germany's economy expanded 2.2% in the second quarter.
Some of that increase has come from German shoppers opening their wallets and spending, which ought to help its neighbours. The fear is that Europe is actually fracturing into a two-speed economy, with Germany powering ahead and southern Europe struggling to keep up.
The BBC's Ben Shore. The government's point man on the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, Admiral Thad Allen, says the damaged well may already have been sealed by the cement pumped in from the top last week. But Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports Allen says it's likely that more cement will be pumped in from a relief well that's nearing its target.
Allen says there's a chance that cement pumped down the well could have come back up the outer casing.
We may be the victims of our own success here in that once they looked at the results of the cementing from the static kill from the top, it raised the question of whether or not the cement that entered the reservoir might have actually gone back up the annulus and sealed that.
Allen says he must be convinced there's no way oil can come back up from the undersea reservoir.
One way or the other, the annulus will be sealed from the reservoir. Our question is, did it already happen and do we know that? And will these pressure tests tell us that?
Allen says a relief well is now close enough to intersect the well from the bottom next week. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
A federal judge has delayed until next week the resumption of same-sex marriages in California following his decision that the state's ban on those marriages is unconstitutional. But Marianne Russ of Capital Public Radio reports the matter is now in the hands of a federal appeals court.
Randy Thomason is with SaveCalifornia.com, a group that opposes gay marriage. He calls Judge Walker's decision shameful.
I'm sure he's happy and his liberal friends are happy, but the Constitution is crying. The voters are very dismayed. The process has been assaulted.
Last week, Walker ruled that Proposition 8, the state's voter-approved ban on same-sex marriage, was unconstitutional. The issue is expected to eventually end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Russ in Sacramento.
The UN says conditions are deteriorating in makeshift camps set up for the millions of people displaced by the flooding in Pakistan. There's growing concern about the spread of waterborne disease. The sound of doctors and nurses at a hospital checking children for evidence of illness. The U.S. Embassy says mobile water treatment equipment is being sent to Pakistan to help reduce the spread of disease. This is NPR News from Washington. The chairman of Nigeria's governing party says that country's president, Goodluck Jonathan, should be allowed to run in the upcoming election there, despite a power-sharing deal that calls for a candidate from the Muslim North to get the nod. NPR's Ofebia Quist-Arkin reports that deal is now coming under scrutiny.
An internal agreement within the incumbent People's Democratic Party has dictated that the presidency must rotate between Nigeria's predominantly Muslim North and largely Christian South. President Jonathan, a Christian southerner, was sworn in earlier this year after the death of President Umaru Musa Eredua, a Muslim northerner. Eredua's predecessor was another southern Christian, Olusegun Obasanjo. Obasanjo served the full 2-term constitutional limit, but Eredua died after just 3 years in office, so there's now a dispute within their party about whether a southerner should be allowed to run for president in next year's elections. The PDP chairman says no one is precluded from seeking office in presidential primaries, but he did not endorse Goodluck Jonathan as the candidate. Ofebia Quist-Arkin, NPR News, Dakar.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is calling on Congress to provide more funding for diplomatic and civilian initiatives in Afghanistan. He says there are currently about 1,000 State Department and Agency for International Development workers there, but they need more support.
There just still is not enough critical mass there for them to play the role that they should. And I will tell you, Congress is part of the problem.
Gates noted that Congress cut money from the budget for Afghanistan requested by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton while fully funding the Pentagon's budget request. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.